Penguin Random House Audio presents Jasmine and Jake Rock the Boat by Sonia Lali. Read for you by Mayuri Bhandari. For Anju, Georgia, Heather, Annie, and Jane. Chapter 1. My eyes were playing tricks on me because there was absolutely no way I actually saw what I just witnessed through the peephole. I rested my back against the front door, steadying my breath. I must have been hallucinating. It was 6:19 in the morning and I hadn't had my coffee yet. It was a caffeine and sleep-deprived dream. Yes, I still hadn't woken up. I made a move for Amber's high-end DeLonghi espresso machine, but then stopped short when I heard murmurs in the hallway. My heartbeat quickened. Pressing my hand over my mouth, I shuffled backward and squinted through the peephole. Oh, God. I hadn't imagined it. "You are amazing," a mystery woman murmured, as she made out with my ex-boyfriend, Brian, with the vigor of someone sending their man off to war. "I could go again, you know." I dry-heaved as he grunted a response and cupped her ass. I knew I should retreat, but I couldn't tear my eyes away from them. The door to his condo, which until 3 weeks ago had been our condo, was halfway open. And the way she was pushing him against the frame made me wonder if they were going to go again right there in the hall. My mind started racing as I watched them smooch like their lives depended on it. A million conflicting emotions sucker-punching me in the gut. Is this just a hookup or a new girlfriend? I don't care. I obviously care. He's such a douchebag for moving on so quickly. But he was my douchebag. I'm going to go out there and tell him off. I am way too classy to go out there and tell him off. "I better get ready for work," I heard Brian say, as he pulled away from Mystery Woman and cut off the chorus of voices in my head. She unlatched her lips from his, and for the first time in 3 weeks, I looked at him. I'd had my fair share of post-breakup run-ins over the years, and awkward small talk with an ex in the produce section or at a mutual friend's birthday party always got easier. But the first time cut like a freshly sharpened knife. Brian looked good, unfortunately. So the hex Amber and I had jokingly cast on him last Friday had failed in its magic. He had blonde hair, sharp features, and piercing blue eyes that could have claimed their own Instagram filter. He looked handsome in a suit, which he wore 85% of the time, and was even better looking in his natural element at home when he dressed like a jock. Basketball shorts, baseball hats, football jerseys. This morning, he was sporting all three. "Aw, really?" Mystery Woman, who was facing away from me, cocked her perfectly curvaceous hip to the side. "Isn't there an excellent just around the corner? Should we grab an early breakfast?" "Excuse me?" I cracked my neck and rolled out my shoulders, preparing myself to go out there if he said yes. Excellent was our brunch spot. Thank God Amber was well paid and chose me over Brian in the breakup. I might just need her to bail me out of jail. "I think it opens at 6:30. She glanced at her watch. "Maybe, sorry," Brian said limply. "I should really get going." Mystery Woman pressed her hands into Brian's chest, sighing. "I suppose I gotta go get ready for work too." She paused. "When will I see you again?" Brian crossed his arms so Mystery Woman had to withdraw her hand, and a smirk crept onto my lips. Was he trying to blow her off? Brian had fixed his gaze on the floor. Disinterest and exhaustion plain as day on his face. Mystery Woman and I bided our time through what was becoming a long and painful moment of silence. "Of course," Brian mumbled eventually, although it wasn't an answer to her question. "Sure, sure, but I have this big project this week."
"Oh yeah? Which one?"
"You don't know it." Brian glanced at the Apple Watch on his left wrist, and even though I was mad at him for moving on so quickly, I suddenly wanted to hit him. God, he could be such a douchebag. Mystery Woman clearly liked him, and he was emotionally kicking her to the curb.
"Then I'll see you around sometime?"
she continued, achingly oblivious.
"Totally,"
Brian said listlessly. "I'll give you a call."
"Awesome."
Mystery Woman flipped her hair and then gave him one more long, agonizing, for me, kiss.
"Give Mango a hug goodbye for me, would you?"
Finally, the woman turned to leave and I saw her face. I sighed out in relief to see that she was at least in her late 20s, because even though Brian was a giant turd, at least he wasn't a mid-30s creep who went after much younger women. Brian watched her saunter down the hall, and as soon as she pressed the elevator button, without another word, he went back inside. To our former home. To wake up our golden doodle, Mango. I was livid and irritated and caffeine deficient and not in my right mind. Not thinking at all, actually, because the moment Brian closed his door, I flung open the one in front of me and raced down the hall. Mystery Woman, who was acting all cool and collected and very unlike me, gracefully held open the elevator door as I hurled my body through the closing doors. I nodded in thanks. She was pretty. Like, extremely pretty. With no makeup. Under fluorescent lighting.
"Morning,"
she greeted me when she caught me staring. Her lips curled upward into a genuine smile. Oh, great. She made small talk with strangers. She was nice, too.
"Morning,"
I said breezily. She blinked, studying my face. Did she recognize me? No. We'd never met before. And even if Mystery Woman knew about my existence and followed Brian on Instagram, there was no way for her to connect the dots. Brian only posted pictures of crowds of Seahawks fans at Lumen Field, dumbbells at the gym, or blurry shots of Mango at the dog park. He had the same affinity for social media as his 70-year-old mother.
"You live in the building?"
Mystery Woman asked perkily. "Just across the hall from Brian," I said, which I probably shouldn't have, judging by the look of horror that flashed across her face. "Sorry," I grimaced. "I saw you two together in the hall." She played nervously with her hands.
"Oh, shoot. Sorry about that."
"No worries." I hesitated. "Have you, been together long?" Mystery Woman studied me carefully, assessing my intentions, which was fair, because I wasn't sure if they were good or not. Her eyes tracked up and down, taking note of my monochromatic outfit composed of wide-legged Everlane trousers, a crop top and blazer from Reformation, and combat boots. My medium-length straight hair, the owl-rimmed glasses I only wore to work, and my effortless makeup, which actually took me a full 20 minutes and required 9 of the 15 Sephora products I had in rotation. I looked good. And until I caught Brian in the hall with another woman, I felt good. Now, I was leaning hard into jealous ex-girlfriend stereotypes and trying to figure out if Brian had been a cheating douchebag. Now, I felt about 2 inches tall.
"We're not together," she said quietly. "We're co-workers. Well,
We work for the same company.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?